What's up, y'all? This Rare Breed, and you're listening to the Rare Breed Theory. To all my diehard listeners, hit that like button. Did you know you only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join the Rare Breed regime for $5 a month via Patreon. Be sure to comment. I don't care what it is, just make sure you keep it clean and speaking cold. You know how the tube get. And the last thing you can do to help our channel grow is watch this video to the end, or at the very least halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. Now let's get into the video.
Is it easier for a man or a woman to acquire sex?
No, I think it's kind of equal.
You think it's equal?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. What is the longest that a man's ever made you wait for sex?
Yeah, exactly. Women just talk. They don't know what the hell they be talking about. See, for a woman, the easiest thing on earth to get is sex. It's damn near easier than breathing. That's all she's ever known since a young teenager. So she can't fathom how hard it is for the average Joe to get laid. She can't even imagine.
So then, to make them wait.
Right, so women typically make men wait, so isn't it safe to conclude that it's easier for women to, you know, control the sex?
We control it, yeah.
Right, in other words, women sleep with who they want, men sleep with who they can, right?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, if it's harder for a man to get sex, should women be surprised that guys have lower standards for sex than women?
No, but biologically, men need it.
Okay.
More than women.
Who is more likely to influence the behavior of the opposite sex, men or women?
Men.
Are you more likely to see women going to men's night or men going to ladies' night?
Men's going to ladies' night, for sure.
Are you more likely to see women going to men's night or men going to ladies' night?
Women going to ladies' night.
She's 0 for 2. They need to just take the mic from her and just find somebody else to talk to. And what the hell was with the guy with the flowers in his head? Okay, maybe he swings that way, but I don't know if they're the best couple to speak to about heterosexual, you know, dating dynamics.
Wouldn't that prove that women are more likely to influence men's behavior?
No, women going to men's night. That sticks to my first question.
Women typically, I mean, do they even have men's night?
Actually, they would never invite you to their man's night.
Does the fact that ladies' nights exist prove that if you control the women, you also control the men?
Yep.
Okay,
very
so...
Very true.
Okay, so women influence men's behavior.
To the red pill men out there, we know we don't fall for these type of tricks no more. We know the game. They can't manipulate us and shame us into doing what they want us to do anymore.
We've just established the premise that women influence men's behavior, right?
Yeah, okay. So I guess...
So is it true that men are assholes because women date assholes?
Yeah.
So do women have the right to complain about men being assholes when they're enabling that behavior?
Yes. No.
Women have the right to do whatever the hell they want to do in America. So it doesn't matter, like, what's right, what's wrong, what makes sense, what don't make sense. They don't give a damn about all that. Yes, we're going to date the asshole, and yes, we're going to keep complaining about him. It don't have to make sense. They don't run on logic and sense. Women usually don't think this intricately about things. Like, oh, well, I'm complaining about assholes, but I keep dating assholes, so am I enabling them? Like, they don't think that deep into shit. These females' heads about to explode with this dude asking them these questions.
So women influence men's behavior. Do they have the right to complain about the way men behave?
No.
That's not true at all.
But, I mean, if women influence men's behavior, I mean, if guys are nice guys, they get friend-zoned, so doesn't that explain why guys are assholes or bad boys? Because that's what women respond to.
Necessarily.
I mean, some guys are just assholes for other reasons. A lot of guys are assholes for other reasons. Getting a lot of pussy is just, you know, an extra perk. They might be an asshole because they had a rough childhood. Or they may be an asshole so they can get respect from other men. Or they may just be an asshole because they see assholes get better results in life a lot of times in a lot of circumstances.
I think to each his own. I think women who look for bad boys, they're just bad on their own. And I mean, that's a tricky question, because...
It's vice versa. I feel like it kind of feeds off each other, the stigma about men and women.
Really.
It feeds off of each other.
You look for what you want.
And they influence each other. Men are supposed to have this...
You could tell she's an intellectual powerhouse. Yeah, you look for what you want, basically. You know what I mean? You find what you end up looking for.
Why do women often choose to make lists of what they want in a relationship rather than what they bring to the table?
That's a hard one. Jeez. It's just like wanting that car that has the fast power, the horsepower, tinted windows, the top down. But you go in and your credit gets you the Kia Rio, you know? So you make that list.
All you women have list of what you want in a man as if you're a 10. But then when the market decide that you actually a 6, you get a guy that's a 6. So don't be surprised. You get pumped and dumped by a 10, but you don't qualify to get wifed up by a 10 guy.
Is to hopefully aim it.
Kia Rio's a damn good car. I have a Kia Rio 06, 180,000 miles for the record, still running.
So that guy was basically her beat up hoopty that she settled for. She basically just explained that. Because when women talk about general topics, they always come from their own perspective, like what's going on in their life. They relate it to what's going on in their life. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she looked at that guy that was standing next to her as the settling option.
Women often attack a man's masculinity when they don't get what they want.
Because they want to belittle them.
Why is sex typically the first thing that's withheld when women don't get what they want?
Because that's what it's all about.
What does that say about what women actually contribute to a relationship?
It depends on the women.
Isn't that the same thing as using sex as a weapon against men?
Yes.
Why do women often attack a man's masculinity when they don't get what they want?
I don't think I do that, but...
I'm not saying you do that.
What did I just say? I said, when women get asked questions about generalities, they always relate it to their personal life. They don't know how to think outside their own head, most of them. So he just asked, why do women do X, Y, and Z? And her response was, I don't do that. Everything is always about them, even if you ask them about the world at large.
But why do
if a lot of women do it, it's because sometimes men don't like to show their emotions. So they kind of want to see that man beg, cry, sort of like come down from being macho and just, I'm a human, I have feelings too.
Okay. Why do women want men to show their emotions when the man's feelings are typically the last ones considered and are often made fun of?
This motherfucker gonna make me cry.
Because we want to know they're there, you know? It's like, we got to know you have it. If we ever needed it to show, we need to know that it's there. Like,
no, they trying to pull your emotions out so they can see if you weak. And then when you show them, after they begged you to show emotion, they don't look at you the same. It's basically a shit test. And it's ammo for them to use against you when y'all get into a fight.
Why is sex typically the first thing that's withheld when women don't get what they want?
That's all that men want, so.
Well, what does that say about what women actually contribute to a relationship?
It says that we hold the power and we consent the sexual acts, you know, so.
Isn't that the same thing as using sex as a weapon against men?
It is, but we don't have nothing else to use against them.
Boom, and there we have it. She just told on herself, as they always do. It don't take much digging.
Manipulation. It's just a manipulation. It's a tactic. It's the easiest one to bring forth.
Isn't that the same thing as using sex as a weapon against men?
Yeah.
It's the first thing to withhold because that's the first thing the man wants. When we first meet a woman, we don't really want to get to know her. The first thing we want sex.
Okay, well, what does that say about what women actually contribute to a relationship?
90%.
Okay.
80%, 95%. When we see a woman, you're not looking like, oh, it's going to be my wife. You're looking like, damn, she fine. I'll fuck her.
What is the longest you've gone without having sex?
A month.
What is the longest you've gone by choice without having sex?
A month.
So do jail sentences count?